I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes.
Welcome back to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. I am Maddie.
I'm Lynn, and we're talking trash.
Oh, we always talk trash.
Love it.
Don't wrong us. You want to hear me say some dirty words?
Ooh, do.
Cigarette butts on the ground. Milk cartons blowing out of the trash can.
Ooh, can I try?
Yeah.
Chip bag in the parking lot.
You can't say that on the radio.
What?
Kids
oh,
are listening.
Oh, dang it. These are all pieces of trash that we have picked up in a litter cleanup.
That's true. Yeah. So we were talking right before the break about ways that trash can enter the environment. We talked about cigarette butts, of course. That's kind of one of the most common ones. And before we started the break, Deanna started to mention your trash can. So I didn't think about this until just a few months ago. But yeah, that's a big source of litter there is you put your trash in the trash can. Maybe the trash can's full or maybe your lid is off. Or same with your recycling bin. Like when you put your trash and recycling out to the curb, you know, if it's full, things are going to fall out of it.
Right, especially if you're in a more rural area where you have to worry about coyotes and dogs, and you never know what can get into the trash can, so it's really important to make sure that that lid is secured on there.
And raccoons, they have opposable thumbs.
Right.
Yeah, they'll get into your trash, and they will tear it up looking for food.
Yeah, especially if you have food in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, to that point, that's another good point there. Food as litter. What do you think, Deanna?
Well, I think everybody should compost. It's really simple just to start a small compost pile in your backyard. I mean, if you're worried about it attracting animals, they do have these really neat bins now where, you know, it's got a lid on it and secured. But if you don't want to compost on your own, I do know that Greenville County is now going to start composting at the Inouye Recycling Center. I don't believe it's in effect yet, but you can go on to the Solid Waste website and look forward for the dates for that. But residents will be able to bring their compost there and then come back with some nice rich soil.
That's
awesome.
I didn't know that. Oh, that makes me so happy. That's really cool. We at the Soil and Water Office are fortunate enough to have a boss with goats, and goats love to eat compost.
Yes.
So that's where ours goes. But that's awesome.
Yeah.
I hope someday soon to see the option to have green waste pickup, you know, with your pickup. My family lives out in Washington, and my dad was telling me about the other night how he finally broke down and got the green waste bin. I'm like, that's not even an option here.
Right.
But yeah, hopefully someday.
Yeah.
But so we're talking about food. So it, you know, when I'm at home, okay, I'm going to, you know, I'll compost my food and that'll be great. But maybe, you know, I'm going out and I have a banana and I say, you know what? I have this banana peel now. I'm just going to throw it out my window because it's natural. It will just decompose right there and it'll compost right on the side of the road. Isn't that correct?
No, that is not correct.
Really? Why?
Yeah. Okay, trash now I'm flows downstream.
Well, there's a whole nother topic. Yeah. No, a lot of people will think that it's okay to throw apple cores or banana peels out of the window, which, I mean, yes, it will eventually biodegrade. However, I don't know if you guys have ever been to the Greenville Zoo. Nice little zoo we have here in town. But the Greenville Zoo has a turtle named Oscar the Turtle. And they have Oscar the Turtle because Oscar the Turtle, like many, many, many wildlife animals, will Oscar the Turtle went out into the road looking for this apple core, this banana peel. Someone threw it in the turtle and Oscar the Turtle got hit by a car.
Aww.
Luckily, it lived. He lived. He's
okay.
He's okay. But yeah, so throwing trash or throwing food like that out of the window actually attracts wildlife. And most often that food trash is thrown along the road. You know, you're driving down your car, you got a banana peel. What do you do with it? Well, if you throw it out the road, that's why you see a lot of road kills, because these animals are trying to eat that food trash that you have just thrown out.
Right.
And they, you know, it puts them at big risk for getting hit.
Not to mention, I mean, particularly a banana peel. We all know the old joke, you know, you stand on a banana peel and you slip. But it does bring up a really good point about litter in the roadways. I don't know if, you know, you noticed, but litter actually can increase your car insurance. because the more litter that you have in an area, the more accidents there actually are. And so that increases your car insurance rates.
So the cars are slipping on banana peels?
They could.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
No, like it's not awesome. Slip noise like.
Right. But no, you think about, you know, aluminum cans or trash cans, like anything where, you know, you get into a motor accident and you don't pick up the parts from your car. You just leave them right there in the road. Well, that's litter. And then that can lead to another accident. And so wherever there are high litter prone areas, you'll notice that car insurance rates are increased.
Yeah, that is a good public service announcement. Yeah, I had not thought about that either. And, you know, the other thing is, I guess it also can contribute to accidents because you've got things that are fly up off the surface of the road and hit windshields. And stuff.
Yeah, right, that's a big thing here in South Carolina is the windshields getting hit.
Right, obstructing views.
Yeah, yeah. So I cannot confirm this, but somebody told me that... you get windshields are usually included in insurance here in South Carolina because our windows get damaged so often because of all the litter on the road.
Right.
Wow. So, yeah.
Another issue is that, you know, we have a lot of pickup trucks down here in South Carolina, and not that it's the pickup truck drivers, but, you know, a lot of people feel like if they see a pickup truck in a parking lot, it's okay, let me just throw my trash in the back of the bed. And then the person gets in their car and starts driving, and now trash is flying up out of the bed of the truck. So, you know, we just ask truck drivers, just take a little responsibility, look in the bed of your truck, make sure there's no loose trash back there. And if you do have, you know, trash or cargo back there, you know, put a tarp over it.
Yeah, get a net, get a tarp, something just to keep it all down. That's another big source. Yep, flying right out of the truck.
Yeah.
They, you know, might not think about it.
Right, and it's not always the owner of the vehicle. You know, people just throw things in the back of other people's trucks.
Why?
I've seen it before.
Why?
Well, I think a lot of times, too, that, you know, people might think if they have like a can or a bottle or something and they put it in the back of their truck, you might think to yourself, I'm going to put it here. It'll be safe until I get home, and then I'm going to dispose of it at home, and that's a good place to put it. Without realizing that it really can just become airborne and fly out. And either
one speed hump.
Yeah, one speed bump.
Yeah. Wow. All right. So cigarette butts, food, trucks, any other unique sources of litter entering the environment? Aside from, I mean, of course, there's just people dropping it. And unfortunately, whether it is accidental or intentional, it is still litter. And I think if you... most commonly, I think, is people just dropping it out of carelessness. But I mean, you know, people accidentally drop it too, especially like if you've got, say, like a chip bag or a candy wrapper, you know, you tear that little corner off and maybe you're conscious of the big piece of the bag, but, you know, the little corner goes flying or falls out of your pocket or something. So it's good to just be aware, you know. I mean, it's always good to be situationally aware, but, you know, especially if you notice small objects falling from your direction, it may have come from you.
Right. What? The other, you know, heavily littered item that we see a lot on the streets, too, are obviously, you know, the fast food containers.
Sure.
You know, you see the cups, the styrofoam things. And so, you know, as a citizen, if you want to take some responsibility, I would just ensure that your local restaurants are emptying their trash cans outside their restaurant. And if you notice that they're over full, you know, go inside and ask to speak with the manager and, you know, have them empty it.
Yeah, great idea. Yeah, great way just to get involved.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Now, Greenville, does the county have fines for littering?
Yeah, that's probably a codes issue. We do have environmental enforcement department, Ben Forrester, who works with the under the sheriff's department. But it's really hard to actually cite somebody for littering because you need somebody to be able to witness and go to court and say that they saw somebody.
You'd probably, and, I mean, if there was somebody out like with a video camera or something that happened to get every detail on tape, maybe then you'd be able to find them.
But right. And then that person would be willing to take time out, go to court, you know, sit there as a witness. And
then, like, especially if you're driving down the road, the person would have to be unsafe in video, you know, recording somebody.
It's
just bad.
Recording.
Yeah. Yeah.
To be fair, though, I mean, you go into some states and you're driving down the road and you look and there's a sign that's like, hey, the minimum fine is $5,000 for littering, and those roadways are beautiful. Just the fear alone, and sometimes I think that works. I mean, and they are keeping their roadways beautiful in areas that have that warning.
Yeah, we do have no littering signs here in Greenville County, but unfortunately, we do find, you know, the people that are littering, they're not paying attention to signs.
They're not following the rules right. of the signs.
Right.
Yeah.
So while it's good in theory, you know, yeah. mainly what we would want to focus on is people just taking responsibility and just yeah. not littering.
Yeah, it'd be better if you didn't have to tattle on people.
Right.
Yeah,
have pride.
Right.
You know? But you do have the option if you see somebody in their car littering. Palmetto Pride has a litter busters hotline, so you can either call the phone number. I don't have the number in front of me, of course, but we'll look it up real quick. You can either call them or you can go online and fill out a form, but that's kind of tricky too because you have to have the plate number, the make and model of the car, the color of the car. So, you know, if you're maybe sitting behind them at a stop sign, you can write down their license plate number. What I'll do is just take a picture of the license plate and then you've got the car there too. But even then, honestly, all that happens is that Palmetto Pride will send them a letter saying, hey, somebody saw you. If you were seen by law enforcement, you could have gotten in trouble. So I don't know if that's, if it's better or worse to do it that way. Are you just provoking them? Like, oh, you tried to tell on me. Well, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I call it once in a while just because it just really upsets me when I see people littering.
For yeah. those who would like the number, the Palmetto Pride number is 877-7-LITTER.
I should have known that. Okay, now that you say that, I recall that from so many commercials in my childhood.
Yeah.
877-7-LITTER.
It's 754-8837.
877-7-LITTER. I should record these
Are
commercials.
Are we going to make a song?
Yes, no, that actually that. Is a great program that Palmetto Pride has, but I'm happy to tell you that Greenville County, we actually are in the process of creating our own litter reporting app.
Cool.
You can, if you're an Android or Apple user, you can go to the iTunes store and download it. It's Greenville County Litter Prevention app. You can upload pictures. You can drop a GPS pin to the exact location where the litter is. And all those emails, they get sent directly right to me. And that way we can have a faster response time for concerned citizens who want to report litter in their area.
That's amazing.
This is more not so much for reporting, hey, I saw someone littering, as for reporting, look, there's a lot of litter here. This is a problem.
Right.
Or maybe, you know, somebody in this area has dumped televisions because a big thing, apparently.
Yes. You see televisions a lot, mattresses, furniture. So, yeah, if you see any sort of litter on the road, whether it's a large item, small item, just go ahead, upload the app, you know, put a picture on there, a little description, and they just get sent right to me.
That's really cool. And I guess that kind of helps you guys to target where the most litter is coming from.
Right, and to track right where the hotspots are within the county. And, you know, it's just a better way for us to track. And while the Palmetto Pride site is great, that's a statewide program. So this way it's just focused directly on Greenville County.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. That's cool.
Yeah.
I love 2017. I love technology. I love integrating technology for good public works services like that.
Yeah. Greenville County Litter Prevention, Android and Apple users.
Awesome. And that's live now. You can
yes.
download that. Awesome.
Yes.
Cool. All right. Well, we will be right back here. We've got Deanna D'Amato from Greenville County Litter Prevention, and we're talking trash. You are tuned into the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer.
Throw your trash in the proper bins. Merrily, 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 recycling begins.
I dine on plastic. I gorge on glass. I lap up